Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Tonight's forecast, a few clouds, a low in the mid-40s. Racine police are seeking the public's help in the search for the suspect in last weekend's murder of 20-year-old Harry Kennedy Jr. A warrant has been issued for the arrest of 25-year-old Dominique Knight on charges of first-degree intentional homicide and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Kennedy was shot while sitting on a porch in the 600 block of North Memorial Drive last Sunday and died at the hospital. According to Racine police, Knight has ties to both Racine and Kenosha. Authorities say if you see Knight, who is considered armed and dangerous, do not approach him and call police immediately. A picture of Knight is posted on the Racine Police Department's Facebook page. A preliminary hearing for the defendant in the Bradford High School fatal stabbing case was delayed today because of procedural issues. The prosecution was ready to proceed with the hearing by calling a single witness, but the matter was called off after the defense exercised their right to request discovery or a copy of the prosecution's file. Monday's scheduled appearance before Judge Wagner in Kenosha Circuit Court is expected to include a bond reduction hearing. The boy remains in custody. What to have in the proposed event center on Racine's lakefront will be the focus of a Department of City Development community workshop next Wednesday night at 6 o'clock inside Festival Hall. A chance for the public to offer their thoughts on conventions, specific events, and other activities. It will not be a public hearing, but rather a chance for group discussions and initial suggestions, according to Development Director Amy Connolly.
What type of uses? Do they want to see public ice skating? Do they want to see concerts? Do they want to see, how do they want the building used? And so we'll be taking them through sort of a visioning exercise there and also showing them some examples of other event centers and other communities and how they're used.
Participants will gather in small groups, like with the Visioning a Greater Racine and Uptown planning efforts, to brainstorm their ideas. City development staff will take them into account as the process moves forward, the Phase 1 study now more than halfway completed. Again, the community workshop at Festival Hall is next Wednesday, May 17th, from 6 until 7:30 p.m. The city of Racine has an ordinance on signs, but regulating the content of those signs approved for businesses, schools, and others has come under legal scrutiny of late because of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, prompting modifications to create content-neutral regulations. Assistant City Attorney Nude Tran explained the two-year-old decision showed the community in question had sign rules that were too restrictive. She told the Plan Commission there are parts of the current ordinance for Racine that are, in her words, possibly problematic.
As it stands, the city attorney's office has the opinion that one could argue that it's unlikely to pass constitutional muster in its current condition. Like a lot of other cities in Wisconsin, there have been other municipalities that are either in the process of revising their sign ordinance or have already done so. So we would suggest that the city also take those steps.
To implement the recommended changes in the sign ordinance, a revision will be created, reviewed by the Plan Commission, and then a public hearing will take place the night of the Common Council vote. Racine County's 70-plus member contingent of mainly public officials is coming home from a disastrous week at the Federal Emergency Management Agency's Training Institute in Emmitsburg, Maryland, where they faced the real-time impact of a devastating tornado and then had to deal with the aftermath. Racine County Public Works and Development Services Director Julie Anderson tells WRJN News it was truly a learning experience. She said the relationship building and teamwork is something that could be very important in a real emergency situation.
Who to call, what the steps are for seeking additional resources, how to manage media requests, how to manage public requests for help. What to do first, next, and last in terms of county help, state help, federal help, declarations for help and resources.
From the perspective of the County Public Works and Development Services staff, the exercise reinforced the goal of putting personnel and resources where needed, even if it means reassignment and relocation to get the job done. The second Racine County EMI Training Center graduating class follows a 1998 group of 77 that completed a similar tornado exercise. More than 500 students will participate in the UW Parkside Spring Commencement Ceremonies tomorrow in the Sports and Activity Center. There will actually be two ceremonies, the College of Business, Economics, and Computing, and the College of Natural and Health Sciences at 10 a.m., and at 2:30 p.m., the College of Arts and Humanities and the College of Social Sciences and Professional Studies. This is the largest number of students eligible for a spring commencement in Parkside's 49-year history. Janet Hoff, WRJN News. Our forecast is coming up.